be back home to my family here. Wow, wow. Wow, what a great time. I remember last time when I came, there were many children. They were here on the front praying. And the parents were here just like laying down and kneeling down before God and praying. I love your church. I love your people. You guys were the first one after sunrise to stand with us. When you first heard our story, and we were just coming out of the war zone in Iraq, so we came here. And we shared the condition of the girls that they were in the hands of ISIS. And we shared our heart with you. And we said, we want to start to help them to do a takeover trauma program. Because not everybody can go to the war zone, but everybody can help using the internet and the social media. And the Lord gave us this idea, amazing idea, about how to reach out to them from all over the world. And you were the first one to donate and to put the seeds to help the girls. Solomon Port Church were the first ones to put the seeds for takeover trauma. So I want to thank you for that. Actually, Hong Kong has a very special place in God's heart. You guys are living here, and many people, they come and they share their hearts and what the Lord is doing all over the world. And you, people in Hong Kong, are doing a lot for the world. Solomon Porch, when we came the first time, invited me to speak, and I spoke here. I remember this place. I remember my family. I remember your tears. I remember your laughter. I remember your hugs. And you all collected a very good and generous gift. And together, we cannot do it alone. Together, we did it. Together, we went to 9 countries around the world. And we ministered together. Probably there was not a chance to see all of this. But our team have put it on a clip to show you a little glimpse of what you have done with us and partnership, covenant partnership together. So if we can show this clip of appreciation about our partnership together since 2016. We began our partnership in 2016. Together, we made an impact in 9 countries around the world. Together in Syria, we documented the stories of the victims of war, sent toys to the children in Aleppo, and distributed food. Together in Lebanon, we preached the gospel, made television appearances, sent a team for a takeover trauma children's class. Together in Iraq, we distributed milk to the children, sent containers of humanitarian aid to refugees. In Egypt, together, we produced TV interviews with victims of ISIS, interviewed the Pope, offered workshop to a Kurdish delegation, assisting them in drafting the Kurdish constitution. In USA, we advocated at the UN for the victims of ISIS.
It is time for each and every one of you to take your stand.
We went to Google. We went to Liberty University. We spoke at TED Talk. In Brazil, we spoke on the behalf of the persecuted Christians in the Middle East. In Poland, we spoke at the World Youth Day.
It is time to put a stop to evil.
Together in the UK, we spoke at the UK Parliament. We shared at Focus Conference. Together in Germany, we sent a team to empower the Takeover Trauma Girls. We made an appearance on BBC. Together, we reached the Arab world through television ministry with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Solomon Porch Church, for your covenant partnership, for we are co-workers in God's service. Probably some of you will say, I'm sitting here in Hong Kong and what am I doing? I feel like everybody's ministering, everybody's doing something, but I'm here. I'm just like focusing on my life, my children, and I'm not in the ministry. This is a lie of the enemy. This is not the truth. Every prayer you pray, every dollar you donate, you're part of great work in the kingdom of God. Do you think we'll be able to do any of this if you're not behind us? Probably you cannot go physically, but you're going with us in the spirit and by your heart and by your giving and generosity. Generosity overcomes the enemy by all means. The enemy thinking that he's winning, but we come against him on one of the tools of the spiritual warfare, which is our hearts and our giving, our generosity. It's not the dollar. It's the heart behind the dollar. The dollar in the hands of the enemy caused destruction. It's a tool in the hand of the enemy, and God is giving it to his body, to his kingdom. The same tool to be used for destruction or to be used to build up the kingdom. And together, we are restoring nations. We are an answer to God's heart and to God's prayers for us and plans for us. If we go together to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 42:22. The Lord is giving us a key to win the war against the enemy. The Lord is explaining what's happening to the people. And when we hear this verse, we can apply it to what we hear on the news all the time. We're talking about the persecuted people, the people the enemy have put in holes, the enemy that is just taking captive many of the people. But at the end of this verse is the key for all of us. The last part of this verse, let me read the whole verse together. We'll read it if we can. I'll read it to you, and please pay attention to every word. And we will see part of it that we hear every day on the news. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. Don't we hear this on the news about people in different parts of the world that is being persecuted and killed? And they are hid in prisons. How many people are in prison falsely? Prison houses, they are for a prey. And here is the key. And none say, delivers for a spoil, and none says, restore. Because we are not saying restore, because we are not saying deliver, the enemy is taking more places. The enemy is stealing more because we're just not saying deliver or restore. Can we all say restore? Restore. This is a very powerful word to say and to declare. Our voices is causing a change on earth. It's scaring the enemy. When he comes to steal, we say, you stole this? We're saying, restore. And the enemy has to pay 7 times for what he has stolen. This is the Bible. This is the hidden golden keys in the Bible. And when we say restore, we say it with our voices because our voices have a big impact. You know that your voices have power to change? And we're going to see today how our voices can make a difference in areas that we think there is no way. We're going to show you how your voices can make a difference in the United Nations. How your voices and your words and just raising a generation that they can speak their stories and share their stories can change nations. We are the movers and shakers of the world. We are not the minority in the world that we need to hide. We are the powerful army of God that have voice and have action. And the army of God has many divisions. Probably many people will say, we want to go to this war zone. We want to do this. There are many divisions in the army of God. There will be the soldier on the front lines. There will be the Air Force. There will be the communication department. There will be the fuel department, the food department, the finance department, the strategy and planning department. Different departments, one army causing the victory. If we all can understand where we are, what's our calling, which division do we belong to? And not to copy each other. Competition is a tool of the enemy to bring defeat to the army of God. This church has done this and this. Why don't we do the same? No. This church has done this. We praise God for them. We encourage them. We support them. We tell them, you have done great work. Thank you for opening the door for others to know their part and their place. And we will come as a church and as a family. What is our part, Lord? Which division of the army of God do we belong to? And believe me, he's going to speak to you because he needs you. God needs you. He's looking for you to come down and sit before him and say, I bless you for the work of the other churches and the other groups and the other divisions. Show me my division. And he will just run after you with plans. Do you know that each and every one, before we were born, we have a book written about us in heaven? Tell him I want to discover my book. I want to see your dreams for me. You all are parents, and this church is a church of family and children. You all have dreams for your children. When your children will grow up and know your dream for them, they will adopt it, and they will want it. I see Rebecca and Matthew here with big dreams for their children. They both take their children with them in every mission trip. if they are human being and they are sharing the dreams they have for their children, God today wants to share his dream for you. And we just need to ask him, I want to listen. I want to hear. I want to be in your lap and you love on me and you tell me, what's your dream for me? And he will speak to you with a small voice in your heart. Or he will speak to you through a friend. Or he will speak to you through a stranger. Or he will speak to you through the natural circumstances you're in. But he wants you in his team. And today there is an invitation to be in God's team. When I went to Aleppo, after I've been here, and I saw the destruction, and I saw a young boy, 11 year old. He lost his twin brother in the destruction of the school, and he was wounded on his foot. And I told him, why don't you leave? You can go to any place in Europe or America or Canada, and you will have a safe haven. He looked at me as if I don't know what I'm talking about. He said, don't you understand that this is where Christianity started? In the Antioch? Don't you read your Bible? It's in the book of Acts where Christianity started, in the Antioch. And here is the land of the Antioch. We're Christians. We're not going to leave. Even if we die, our blood will speak. And we're talking about 11-year-old that he just lost his twin brother. And he's wounded. And he said, do you know, if Christians will leave the Middle East, this will be the throne of Satan? And if this will become the throne of Satan, there will be no peace on earth. We're standing here like our fathers and forefathers for the peace of earth. I was shocked. I was so humbled by this testimony and this conviction. He knew what's written in his book. And he's acting on it with joy, with no fear. You know the Christians in Syria, what do they do? Every Sunday, whenever there is a church meeting, they will dress up very nicely. And they will go to church. And they know that the churches are targeted. And they will know that if they go, they will die there. But I asked them, aren't you afraid? And the answers really shocked me. They said, if we go and we die there, the world will speak about Christian died in the church, and our blood will speak. But if we die in our homes, they will say there was a bomb in this area, and the Syrian people died. Can you imagine this? And they dressed nicely, so when they die and anybody will take pictures, they will look good. Unbelievable stories. To be there and to share these stories is part of what's written in my book. And I love it. I'm going to show you a clip about Aleppo. And just for you to imagine what the enemy has done, and we will talk about what the Lord has done.
اليمين على اليمين طبعا داعش تبعد هون شيء 3 كيلومتر
وعلى
وعلى الشمال
جبهة النصرة بتبعد كمان تقريبا 3 كيلومتر كمان.
وصلنا حلب.
الإنسان يكون أخطر من الوحوش عندما يفقد إنسانيته. الوحش يقتل لكي يأكل، أما هؤلاء كانوا يقتلون ويدمرون فقط ليستمتعوا بالقتل والتدمير.
وكنا بنوقف 10 ساعات لبين ما نحصل على ربطة الخبز، وتحت الضرب كمان بدنا نتحمل، يعني هيك ميتين وهيك ميتين،
هيك ميتين وهيك ميتين. كانوا بناتوا من الشوارع اللي عنده بنات صبايا ينزلون. خفت على بنتي كتير لأنه سمعتهم هيك عم يحكوا، قمت عليتها وخبيتها بين القبول ونزلنا لخلصنا حالنا.
ابني انخطف، ضل عنده 17 يوم مع تعذيب، يعني بأبشع أنواع التعذيب، عم بصحف زحف على الدرج، ما له قدرة يوقف على إجريه.
أي أم بالحياة أصعب الشيء لها وجع على ابنها، أصعب من هيك وجع ما في.
أرضنا بسوريا مروية بدماء ملايين.
طفل عم يذبحوه، ما له ذنب؟ هدول أطفال كلها ذنب، إيش لهم ذنب صغار؟ عم فتح عينيه عم بقول بابا بقول بابا صار عند يسوع.
يوم الأحد والكنيسة مليانة، 5 قذائف سقطت مكتوب عليها الله أكبر.
عندي إصابة بالحجام الحاجز، بالمعدة، بالأمعاء، وبالكبد وبالكلية، بس تقصي الكلية وجزء من المعدة كمان.
فقنا الصبح وإذ مسلحين من جبهة نصرة معباين الشوارع، تكبير الله أكبر، تحرير الغسانية. الغسانية كلها مسيحية، هددوهم يا بتأسلموا يا بالقتل. ما قدروا يستحملوا ختيار مسيحي عمره 90 سنة، أوسوه.
قادر الله أن يقيم من وسط الموت بزور الحياة في هذا المجتمع.
رغم كل شيء صعب نطلع، وما مفكرين نترك حلب حتى.
نحن بدنا نفجر، بس هلأ بابا عم يصلحه ويسوع خليه يصلح البيت.
نحن هكذا كنا دائما، وهكذا ستبقى حلب مدينة الحب، مدينة الحب، لأنه بالحب صنعوها وسيعيد صناعتها، سيعيد صناعتها.
شعب مثابر عنده قضية مؤمن بها.
نحن صلنا 6 سنين تحت الحرب، أولادنا فقدوا كل شيء، حتى فقدوا الألعاب اللي تركوا فيها بيوتهم.
طلبوا مني الأطفال أنه تجيبي لنا اللعبة، طلبنا من يسوع مع بعض، وفعلا استجاب للأطفال وبعث لهم لعب.
طلب القدار، الله أعطاني القدار.
رائع، طلب قطار وربنا استجاب. مين كمان؟
طلب السيارة على الدكسيون، عطالي الدكسيون بسيارة.
حلو حلو.
طلبت باربي، أنا ربي جبني.
أنا صليت إنه بس الله يخلصنا من هاي الحرب اللي كنا عايشين فيها.
Solomon Porsche Fuel Department in the Kingdom of God has done this trip with us. Send the toys to the children that they were asking God, I want this specific toy. And you were part of the answer to their prayer. Together, we have done it. And at large, I came back, you know, in the States, we cannot send any containers to Syria. And I said, Lord, we send containers almost every month to different places, Iraq in war zones, in Egypt, in different places in the Middle East. But we cannot send anything to Syria. And I went there and I saw the needs for toys. The children are hungry for toys. What's your answer? What's your answer, Lord? The Lord said, Hong Kong. Go to Hong Kong. I went to Hong Kong and supernaturally connected with Christian Toy Fellowship in Hong Kong. I shared the story with them and I told them what happened and how much the children in Syria, they need toys and they cannot have one. Their heart moved and they sent two containers of more than 10,000 toys to the children. And it was distributed by the church. Do you see the power of the kingdom of God? Do you see it? I'm going to show you a clip of the container, the two containers that it were sent because of people in Hong Kong. What an amazing story of the power of the kingdom of God working together. And God is just looking for someone to say yes, and he will do the rest. Simple yes can open the windows of heaven over nations. And we all together, we can do it. I will never forget Sunrise Ministry, the one that we met together in Los Angeles, and they heard the story, and they said, we're going to invite you to Hong Kong. They were the ones who opened the door for us to come to Hong Kong. And that's where I met Pastor Timmy and many others. And from there, because they opened the door, because they responded to the call, because they knew what's written in the book of heaven about Sunrise, that they are a door opener. How many of you are door openers? How many of you can open doors? At work, at your club, at your church? How many of you can be the doors to share the stories and the good work of God? You all have phones. You all have Facebook. You all have Instagram. If the enemy knows how to use all of this, can't we use it to be a door opener? I invite you to go to our YouTube channel, Roads of Success channel. YouTube channel. To our Instagram, Yvette Isaac or Jacqueline Isaac. And share. And share what you see there. Share the stories from the YouTube channel. The story of the children. The stories of the elderly. The stories of God's glory in the midst of war. All what we hear in the news, the disaster and the war. Does anybody talk about what God is doing in the midst of the war? I'm going to share another story about what God is doing in the midst of the war. In Aleppo, before the enemy came, the Lord Jesus appeared to a doctor. He said, I don't know if that was a vision or I was dreaming. But the Lord Jesus came to him and I said, the Lord said, I want you to dig 21 water wells. 21 water wells in Aleppo that it's surrounded by water. No problem with water scarcity at all. The man went to the church the second day and said, I had a very weird vision or dream to dig water wells. Everybody was laughing at him. The second day he went to sleep, before he went to bed, he saw the same thing. Dig 21 wells. The third night, the same thing happened. He said, if the church will help me, I'll do it with you. If the church will not help me, I'll do it alone. When he started to dig the water wells, all churches gathered together and they started to see and they all participated. The day after number 21 was done, the enemy came to Aleppo and surrounded the water supplies of the city and they cut off all the water supplies for 72 days. And guess who was doing all the water distribution to the whole city? The church people. The church was giving water to everybody in the city. Actually, I have this clip, but I know that I didn't share it with you before. But probably later in the second service, we can show you this clip. This is God's working in the midst of the war. Even if we don't do our part, the stones will speak up. What a privilege to be a part of what God is doing. So give, share, connect, know what's happening, and share it. And everybody can do that. And I want to invite you to our table outside. And our table, we're not talking about commercial stuff. We're talking about the blood of the saints. There is a perfume. And this perfume represents when the Christians are crushed, what comes out of their crushing? The beautiful aroma that it can change you. And it can change everybody around you when they smell it. And it's a way to share the story and to pray. And also, the girls and the persecuted people that they have no work, they started to do crochet. Bookmarks of crochet to support themselves. It's out there too. Someone started to teach them how to do jewelry. And a big donor bought jewelry from them. And they are giving it to us for donation. We all can do it. Christmas is coming. And instead of buying any gifts, give the gift of life. The gift was the story to live forever. Have we all heard about papyrus? What's a papyrus? This is a genuine papyrus. The very old form of the written pieces. That's how they used to write. So the early Bible was written on papyrus. And many of the old, very old books were written in papyrus. And God is restoring the old coal of Egypt and the Middle East with the word of God. So when you have it and you hang it, you will remember, restore the history of the land of the Bible. Hope. And the verses written on it is about hope. and a bookmark of a real papyrus too. There are brochures. I really ask you, get one. See how can you be part. How can you get involved? How can you contact us? We all are doing it together. We're not a ministry that we can say, we're doing it all. We know how to do it. We need you. The planning and the strategies and the giving are coming from Asia. Do you know why? Because most of you have not seen persecution by yourself, but your forefathers have been through tough persecution. So you can identify with the persecuted people. And now God got you out of persecution to the land of prosperity. So you can think with the peace that you have. Lord, what is your plan for this problem? You have a plan for this problem that our brothers and sisters in this part of the world are facing. Let me give you an example. Is my time is up? No? Not yet? Okay. In Switzerland, I just want to share real stories with you. So to open your heart and your mind to what God can do through you. When the problems of the refugees started to arise in many countries, they were so afraid of the refugees and we cannot have them in, they will destroy us and all of this, you know, fear of the refugees. A young man from an Arabic background thought of an idea. Small idea, but bright ideas because it came from heaven. This guy said, why don't we accept the refugees? And when they come in the beginning, we will put them in a camp. And we will hire all the Arabic-speaking people in our churches to look after them and to take care of them. So they prepared the camp and they used all of the school buildings. And they had the people there taken care of. Good food, good heaters, and all of, you know, the basic needs were provided. And the love and the cherishment and the hugs. Because they speak the language, because they understand the culture. They were integrated with them. And they loved them. And they were able to see and hear their discussion. And they found out among the people who went to Switzerland, I believe they were like 15 of ISIS fighters. They were trying to get in. So they were able to tell the authority, those people cannot get in because they have an ISIS background and they are working for ISIS. But the people who needed the help got the help. So we cannot shut our doors and say we cannot do this, we cannot do that. Because of security. God can give us good strategy for security. And he will give it to who? To you guys in Asia. To the lawyers. Who have understanding of international laws. To the one who reads a lot. To the ones who will sit before the Holy Spirit and will say, I know that you have called me to find an answer for this. One person saved a nation from terrorists and at the same time provided mercy to the one who needed the most. It's amazing the power of the body of Christ around the world. When I go around the world and I see everybody saying Yeshua, especially here in Asia. We, as Egyptians, we say Yeshua too. We have one name above all names. The one who has all the strategies. The one who has all the finances provision. The one who has all the army division lined up and inviting people, come. Come. Join the army And I'm giving you place as a king, as a priest, as the one with authority to impact this world. This is our calling. This is our life story, all of us together. No competition. But everyone knows his place. And everyone is needed in the army. And everyone have a word to say to others. So always remember, give, share, and connect and get involved. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your partnership. There is a covenant partnership right here. You're among the first ones to start this ministry. We all together can do it. Thanks again.
As the worship team comes up, I just want to give us a chance to respond. You know, as Dr. Isaac was speaking, they have items outside. Please do go take a look at, get their brochures, you know, buy their stuff. I also want to give you guys a chance to respond in terms of giving. If you do feel led to give, we have envelopes in the back, and we'll continue opening up giving. You can just write on the envelope, Roads of Success, and the funds will go directly to them. And we'll just keep it open for the next few weeks. In the meantime, why don't we rise as the worship team leads us in a song of response. I don't know about you, as Dr. Isaac was speaking, really felt not only encouraged, but stirred up to do our part. You know, we don't have to, like she said, we don't have to go into the Middle East, but we have these amazing resources. We have these amazing gifts and abilities, and we've been placed where we have by God, specifically for the work of his kingdom. And so as we worship, let's just let Holy Spirit speak to you. Let him guide you. Let him direct you in how he wants you to respond, how he is calling you to partner in his kingdom. He is calling you. He is calling you in your gifts. He's calling you in your places of influence. Even if you don't think that you have a lot of influence, you have so much influence because of the power of the Holy Spirit within you. So let's just let him speak to you as we worship.
You give life, you are love, you bring
great are you, Lord. Sing that again.
out your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will see. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will see. Great
just like any other Sunday, that it's not just a Sunday, but at the same time it is just a Sunday, because the call that Dr. Isaac gave us is how we are to live a life of faith. It is not just this intellectual assent or acknowledgement of this body of knowledge, but this body of knowledge affects us and influences us to act, to be the body of the church, to be its hands and its feet, to be its resources, its finances, to be the workers on the ground, to do the things that God has called us to do His good works. And so, Father, I pray that this message strikes deep into our hearts, God. God, that we take the stories, the clips that we have seen, the stories that we have heard, let it encourage us to see the things that we can do, or rather the things that you can do through us if we are to say yes. No matter how crazy of an idea it is, even something like building wells when there's plenty of water, God, you know. And so, Father, may we act according to your purposes. May we say yes and submit ourselves to you, Lord. We thank you for this word, God. Thank you. Now the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. Now and forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.